Hi, this is Amneris, and I'm here at Pathways Academy of Technology and Design, and I'm doing a workshop on podcasting at their Diversity Day. Today is April 5th, and I'm sitting here with Damari. He's a high school student, and I ask the kids to do an activity where they want to ask me a question or shout out someone on the podcast, or they wanted to have a discussion. So Damari wanted to hop on the mic and talk a little bit about gender roles. So Damari, take it away. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Are you enjoying Diversity Day?
For the most part, I'm enjoying the people who were selected to come and, you know, show us the things that they're here to show us.
Good, good. Now, what made you want to talk about the gender roles on the podcast today?
I feel as if it's an important topic that's, like, very, very regularly overlooked and not really, the importance of it isn't recognized by people within our society. I feel like it's a topic that I really started to understand the impact of, I'm gonna say, around like middle school, because at the time I had learned about gender roles, I had also learned about the importance of like expressing yourself and the importance of speaking what's on your mind and the just the inequalities that happen within today's society.
What have you learned about gender roles growing up?
Basically, I've learned that they're given to you at birth, and it's just basically like this set of social constructs in which you're supposed to follow. Like, for example, as a kid, young boys are given like wrestlers and soldiers as toys to play with, and girls are given Barbie dolls and like things to make fake food and stuff with. So it's kind of just like setting you up from childhood. To follow these specific roles given to you. I feel like it's a very big topic because it's something that we follow without knowing, and it's not even something that we give a decision to continue to lead in this idea.
Do you feel like those things that you mentioned about boys getting aggressive toys when they're young and girls getting more like feminine toys, does that mirror your upbringing?
Slightly, but I was also given very creative toys as a child. Like, a lot of the things that I was given that I think helped my creative mindset and the way that I am now were creative toys like Legos and Play-Doh and things like that that helped you, like, start from essentially nothing but build.
Hey, can you quiet down the back a little bit?
But, helped you to create sort of a kind of a nothing to something sort of ordeal. And I think that's what those are what toys are supposed to be.
Yeah.
Not just following kind of a an idol.
Maybe more like gender neutral toys.
I wouldn't say gender neutral toys because as we all are, we all want something to look up to, want someone to look up to, want something to see, like, I want to be like this. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, but I don't think the toys that are given and things like that should necessarily just be given or dealt out by gender.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's important.
Yeah, it's definitely important, and it definitely affects men, especially when you're growing up, you're told that you have to be aggressive and you have to be strong and you can't cry and there's toys. I know my friends who have boys right now, if the boys play with a Barbie doll, they get upset because they don't want the boys to be feminine, and they're scared that, oh, if he plays with a Barbie, he's going to be considered gay. And that's really tough. How do you feel like that, you know, that construct of masculinity has affected you as a male growing up and trying to be productive in your society?
I'm really glad you asked that, because when it comes to certain things that have to do with like masculinity, I noticed that a lot of males don't do simple things like hug another man because that's like considered gay. I notice it's usually just a high five or a handshake and things like that, because anything further than that is like, you know, it's too much. But I'm glad now I'm seeing more and more young adults being more comfortable with their masculinity, being more understanding about like just how things are and how people are and how men are. But I notice a lot of people from older generations, I'll say 30 and up, they have like this hyper masculinity about them where it's just like they have to dress a certain way, pants mm-hmm. have to be a certain amount of looseness, you can't wear certain things in certain places. Like, I mean, I understand how it is because it's just like the era in which you grow up in kind of develops how you are as a person. But I also, you know, me being as young as I am, I'm only in high school, so I see these things and I'm old enough to understand why they are the way they are, but I'm also old enough to kind of understand what I'd like to do and kind of break down certain stereotypes given to certain genders. Like the whole mention and cry thing, you know, that's mm-hmm. that's a big one.
Yeah,
so I mean,
have you ever cried in public before?
Have I ever cried in public? Sadly, no.
Okay.
I still have never like been able to bring myself to do that. I honestly, I do cry pretty rarely, like not even annually, like
mm-hmm. because you can't.
It's not even that I can't. It's just that like I find it not necessary.
Okay.
But there are other things aside from that one that I do kind of feel as like they should be broken down, like pants. Like I purposefully like wear certain things that would kind of make people question my sexuality just for the fun mm-hmm. of it. Because it's just, like, I am pretty comfortable with the person that I am. Mm-hmm. I do have, like, a lot of confidence for the average high school student. Because, you know, at mm-hmm. this time in a lot of young males' lives, they're, like, you know, still struggling with their identity and their view of their self.
Yeah.
So I really wasn't having that issue, and I'm not having that issue. So I find it really easy to just wear whatever I want and be a person who attracts, mm-hmm. like, the attention of others. And I kind of know how to deal with that attention in a positive way. I find it to be kind of liberating in a sense.
That's awesome.
To be able to just feel comfortable in your own skin and to just wear whatever you think is nicer, kind of be a trendsetter in a lot of
How did you get so comfortable in your own skin?
I think it came from me always wanting to be different. I always had like this drive and this desire to not want to be seen in the same light as anybody else. And coming with that, you're going to end up doing some really weird things that are going to, you know, give you attention for different things. Like, you're going to be looked at in a different light. So it's kind of like, if you're going to have it happen to you, you might as well be able to know how to deal with it, you know?
I think you have a great platform to probably teach other young men to gain confidence. Have you thought about doing something like that?
Actually, I have, but not on such a large scale. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always been very open with how I got to the way I am today. Mm-hmm. Like, if any of my friends will call me or ask how I am the way I am, I know exactly the reason why, so I've never been really secluded with the information. Like, I tell people what led me to become how I am.
So you're happy to share the information to bring them to their journey as well.
Very happy, very happy.
How is it at home for you with your parents? Are they supportive of your creativity and the person that you are?
My parents are, for the most part, are supportive. My mother is extremely supportive, not too much of my father, mm-hmm. because he's still stuck in like a little early mindset, but I can honestly say that he does try to understand me.
Good.
Most of it came from my brother. My brother's a few years older than me, so when he comes with like the newer things or wearing different things that are kind of just like, you know,
fashionable.
Yeah, very fashionable things mm-hmm. that are very eye-opening and new. My parents are, he usually receives the brunt of it, like, when it comes to introducing new ideas or fashion statements. So that's usually on him to receive the brunt of it. So when it comes to that, my father usually deals with him, my mother deals with him, but I kind of just like follow in his footsteps, but kind of on a larger scale. Like, I'll expand on it more, give it, like, deliver the ideas and the movements to like a wider audience.
That's awesome. I'm glad that you had another person that had in your life that was able to kind of lead you to the path that you are now, and someone to kind of pave the way for you, because
definitely.
He was a good example for you, so you're able to do that. We do have to finish up, but what is one thing that you feel like we can do for our friends, our brothers and sisters who are trying to be more confident in themselves and their skin? What's one thing that we could maybe do or stop doing to help our friends and family so they're not stuck in these gender roles?
One thing that we can do is teach them the importance of their own self-image.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that we can do is teach them the the limits of these social constructs and teach them that if they attempt to like follow in them or if they fall victim of following to these like the way that society wants them to be, then they're just limiting their self and their own success and limiting how far they can go.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.